Your week ahead horoscopes from Russell Grant are coming up. Don't forget, you can visit russellgrant.com to read your daily, weekly, love and monthly horoscopes. Plus, you can watch Russell's daily video horoscopes for free.
Hello Aries, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, September the 2nd, and the whole week ahead. Now, Mars, your ruler, links to Uranus, and it's fabulous. Because Uranus is in your sign, this gives a spark of charisma and magnetism. I'm telling you now, this whole week you have the possibility for unexpected pleasures and delights. But not only that, your sexual prowess and powers of attraction are just Casanova-ish. And here's your Sunday stars, that sexual chemistry that you weave so well, a certain passionate alchemy that you put out there means that people are attracted and drawn to you, as indeed you will be to them. This is a very sexy time indeed over the next few days. There is a lot of physical passion and red hot desire when it comes to you and others connecting now. What a week. Here's your Monday stars. Now, yesterday Mercury's link to Mars certainly means that you could be outspoken and communicate in a very direct way, but be absolutely aware of the facts and don't start accusing people or issuing ultimatums at any time this week, which could get you into trouble, simply because you didn't take the time to find out what was really happening. And here's your Tuesday stars. The difficulty with the Sun opposition Neptune is that things aren't all they seem. So thank goodness for Mars, your ruler, riding into Virgo with a degree of practicality and pragmatism that means that the more down to earth you are over the next few weeks, maybe 6, 7 or 8, the better. Because there's a lot of people around who are being diffuse and nebulous and confusing. And here's your Wednesday stars. Yesterday, Mars moved into Virgo. Now that's your sixth house. Look it up in my book, You Can Change Your Life. It's important because this is one of the most practical positions for Mars to be in. And considering that is happening around a very confusing period astrologically, one of the things is the more direct you are, the better. Just make sure you're aware of the facts and don't follow fiction. Here's your Thursday stars. Well, there was a full moon in Pisces yesterday. Very emotional, full of feeling and extremely sensitive. And over the next couple of weeks, you need to be aware of your feelings. We all need to dump emotional baggage, and this is a time now for you to dump it. It's a time when dragons need to be slayed so that you can move on to a new world come October onwards. Here's your Friday stars. Well, the moon moved into Aries yesterday, your sign, and this is a very sensitive and a very emotional period in your life. And today, more than anything, there is a feeling that you need to love yourself, not in a vain or a hubristic way, but just in a way that makes you feel that you know yourself more, you love yourself, so that you can rise to any occasion and win the day.
Get your free natal horoscope report at russellgrant.com to discover the planetary positions at your exact time of birth. See you next week.